Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon of Cana, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. If you've ever been given a project, perhaps at work or at school, or maybe even by one of your parents, that seemed so overwhelming and so beyond what you thought you were able to accomplish, it pales in comparison to what Jesus did to the 12. They had spent time walking with him, listening to him, being enthralled by his teaching, being amazed by the miracles he performed, and learning to understand that his love was truly unconditional for them. But they couldn't possibly have imagined that he was going to ask them to do what he'd been doing. It just seemed beyond them. Yet that is actually what he did. He sent them out and said, "Go do what I've been doing for other people." And it was overwhelming, yet possible. And the reason why we can believe it was possible, in fact, know it was successful, is because Jesus didn't send them out alone. He sent them out together to do a common purpose, and he sent them out with his presence already starting to enter into them. And because of that reality, they were able to take on a task that had seemed impossible. Well, flash forward to our current time, and that same commission that was given to the 12 is actually asked of each one of us. Maybe not in a spectacular form, but we're still asked to do all we can to make his presence known through the love that we show, through the mercy which flows from us, and through our compassion and care for one another. And it can seem overwhelming. It can seem overwhelming because we have a tendency, all of us in reality, to be a bit selfish and self-centered. And to be a disciple means we have to put those things aside and offer more than we think we can give. To be a true disciple and to live this out, we also have to put aside grudges that we love to hold on to. I'll never forget what he or she did to me. Well, guess what? You can forget and you can forgive with his presence part of you. It can seem just as overwhelming for us as I'm sure it did for the original 12. But always remember that that same thing that made it possible for them makes it possible for us. He dwells with us and in us, and when we're at our best, through us.